This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan holds presidential elections next year. Incumbent President Askar Akayev promised to leave office just after the election and hand over power to his elected successor. But some people in the former Soviet Republic doubt he'll keep that promise, as NPR's Ivan Watson learned on a recent visit to Kyrgyzstan.
On weekends at this time of year, Kyrgyz workers are busy repainting the stones that decorate the sides of the highway that runs between a range of snow-capped mountains and Lake Istikhul, Kyrgyzstan's most popular tourist destination. The workers are carrying out an old Soviet tradition of volunteer weekend labor called the subotnik. Oksana, a lakeside resort worker, says they're getting ready for the rush of summer tourists. So many people come to visit our beautiful mountains and lakes, she says. Kyrgyzstan's like a Central Asian Switzerland, only better. Following the collapse of the Soviet Union, there were hopes that Kyrgyzstan would become like Switzerland in more ways than one. Analysts projected this small republic as an island of democracy in a region where former communist bosses were rapidly taking dictatorial control over the former Soviet republics. But opposition parliament member Azimbek Beknazarov says that dream has been shattered.
We don't have democracy here. We have anarchy and no rule of law. For example, the government arrested me, kept me in jail for 3 months, and then set me free without even a formal acquittal. And recently, we found listening devices in my office and the offices of 5 other opposition parliament members.
The latest U.S. State Department report on human rights criticizes President Akayev's domination of the government and the judiciary, as well as what it called growing restrictions on civil rights and press freedoms. And yet Kyrgyzstan is still considered to be the most liberal of the Central Asian republics. Kyrgyz civil rights activist Adil Baysalev claims the Kyrgyz president does just enough to be viewed as the best of Central Asia's 5 dictators.
President Akayev learned the trick that he will be evaluated and judged on these regional standards. And so he just needs to be just one bit better than other countries. You know, just not as authoritarian as Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan. Just to be the best. And it's very easy to be the best when it comes to human rights and civil society.
As Akayev's grip on society has grown stronger, so have his military ties with the U.S. After the September 11th attacks, Akayev allowed Washington to establish an airbase at the capital's international airport. Today, Kyrgyz commercial jets unload passengers right next to rows of American Air Force cargo planes, which take off day and night, supplying the ongoing U.S. military operation in nearby Afghanistan. Air Force spokesman Captain Michael Johnson says Manas Air Base makes an important contribution to Kyrgyzstan's tiny economy.
In fiscal year 2003, the money that was put into the local economy in the Kyrgyz Republic represented 5% of the country's gross domestic product, money coming from Manas Air Base.
Kyrgyz Vice Prime Minister Jumar Atarbayev says he's using the American base to attract much-needed foreign investment.
We're getting known to outside world by advertising that we have the base in the country.
Domestic critics, though, claim it is family members of the president who are profiting from business like the sale of fuel to the airbase. Accusations like this fuel speculation as to whether President Akayev will stick to his promise and step down in 2005. Democracy activist Adil Baysalev points out that Akayev has already broken the Constitution's 2-term limit when he ran for a 3rd term in 2000.
And also there is a big pressure from countries like Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, from the regional power leaders, because they know that the change of regime in Kyrgyzstan and possible free and fair elections will threaten their regimes. They are afraid of a domino effect.
One Western diplomat in Bishkek says that if the Kyrgyz hold something close to democratic elections, it could have a transformative effect on the region. Ivan Watson, NPR News.